proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We continue looking at individuals who stood up for God in their old age, what I refer to as the great champions of the Old Testament. Our focus today is on Caleb. The narrative found in Numbers chapter 32 identified Caleb as the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite. Perhaps the application Kenizzite had a connection with Kenaz, an Edomite chieftain listed in Genesis chapter 36. However, Caleb himself was fully Jewish, being from the tribe of Judah. According to Numbers chapter 13, Caleb served as one of the 12 men that Moses sent to spy out the Promised Land. Upon his return, Caleb exhorted the Israelites, saying, quote, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it," unquote. On that occasion, God commended Caleb because, in God's words, quote, "He had another spirit with him and had followed me fully," unquote. Once the Israelites entered into Canaan, Caleb participated in the victories that the Jews experienced over Jericho and other Canaanite cities. Caleb did not come forth to ask anything for himself until in the 14th chapter of Joshua, an incident which took place over 40 years after the events described in Numbers chapter 13. In Joshua 14, Caleb spoke about how God had kept him alive during the times that the Israelites spent in the wilderness. He asked Joshua to, quote, "Give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day," unquote. Caleb manifested his faith by adding that, quote, "If so be the Lord will be with us, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said," unquote. In response, Joshua gave him Hebron for his inheritance. Why did Caleb ask Joshua specifically for the area of Hebron? A Jewish narrative stated that Caleb had petitioned God in Hebron years ago, asking God to protect him from the effects of the destructive advice offered by the 10 recalcitrant spies. Once Caleb captured the city of Kiriath Arba and ejected the giants who dwelt therein, he demonstrated his faith in God's promise remained constant despite the passage of all of those years. Caleb had another reason for requesting that Hebron be his inheritance. His companions, who had entered into the land of promise, brought back reports of giants living in that territory. The Anakim, known as the sons of Anak, the Anakim constituted one of the most prominent groups of these Canaanite giants. The Israelites, as a whole, feared these giants. As Moses recounted in the first chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, quote, "Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying, The people is greater and taller than we. The cities are great and walled up to heaven. And moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakims there," unquote. Caleb may have wanted to conquer Hebron precisely because the Anakim or giants dwelt there. By dispossessing these giants and renaming their city from Kiriath Arba to Hebron, Caleb sought to demonstrate that the God of Israel possessed more power than either Arba or the Anakim did. Over the course of his life, Caleb had this testimony. He, quote, "Holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y, holy, followed the Lord," unquote. Caleb had gotten to 85 years of age by the time that he conquered the Anakim. Caleb thus served as an example of what a great champion of faith can accomplish. Joshua and Caleb were contemporaries. Both men had come out of Egypt as slaves. Both men had wandered in the wilderness with the rest of the Israelites. Both men had conquered the Canaanites in the land of promise. Caleb and Joshua were both great heroes of the faith, despite their advanced age. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom. Thank you.